Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yes, good morning, Tony and Val McGinley. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, listeners.
Okay, we're going to start with a query that came in based on our discussion last Wednesday. We were talking about grandchildren. I heard the discussion last Wednesday about grandchildren. It gave me food for thought because when I ring to chat to my grandchildren, sometimes they don't want to talk to me. Their parents respect this, but to be honest, I'm quite upset by it.
I'll go first on this, Jerry.
Well,
as Tony said last week, you don't expect a five-year-old to run a country. And, you know, with grandchildren, children are very much creatures of the moment. Let's say, like, a child's parents are in a car crash and are hospitalised. And if you said to the child, would you like fish fingers for lunch? They will, yeah. That's not to say that they're not affected by what happened to their parents, but they're very much creatures of the moment. So I would say to this listener, don't be upset by it. It's what children do, and it's nothing personal. Yeah. You know, they want to paint or they want to play with their Lego or whatever, and granny is ringing to want to talk to them, and they just, at the moment, they don't want to do it, and it is nothing personal.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Val. They're not, their brains aren't developed enough to weigh up all the different things in their heads. They're still experiencing emotions for the first time. They're driven on impulse to do what they feel is good in that moment. And you have to factor all that in. They're not adults. They don't think about things
exactly
the same way.
I wouldn't feel hurt by it.
Yeah.
And I'd respect their parents' right to respect their children. If that's what the parents do, I'd back up the parents on that.
Yeah, certainly is the case. Okay, Tony, what do you reckon?
Yeah, children live in the moment. You know, very young children live exactly in the moment. And as we get older, we extend our vision out into the past and into the future, as it were. So basically, they can be distracted by anything at a young age. And I wouldn't take it personally at all. You know, that they'd prefer to play with something or somebody or whatever rather than talk to granny or granddad or whatever, you know.
It's
a very normal behaviour.
Yeah, it certainly is. And look, it's natural to be upset about it as well, though, Tony, isn't it? You feel kind of offended to say, oh, does this mean I'm not interacting enough with them? They don't like me anymore? All those sort of worries you'd have.
Well, if it happened 10 times in a row, I'd be worried about it. But if it happens every now and again, it's normal, absolutely normal.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like this listener says, I'm quite upset by it. And it can be, you can be upset by it. But I'm saying to this listener, don't be upset by it.
Just don't be. Don't let it affect you in that sort of a way. Okay, if you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 066 7123 666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We have a query in here from a listener who says, all year round, I feel the cold so much. My husband is the opposite. If I get out of our bed at night, I notice his feet are outside the blankets. My issue is this. Some nights I'm so cold, I can't get to sleep for hours. My husband is a very kind man. Can I resolve this particular problem?
Yeah, I'd say there's a very simple answer for it. Put a single electric blanket on one side of the bed.
QED.
Yeah, it's a simple, practical, but I mean, talk about it, of course. I mean, if they're not communicating on the problem, then there's a problem there. They should be, you know, talking these things out and sorting them out. And it's a simple answer, just simply put a small, single electric blanket on that side of the bed, and there's your problem solved.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this listener says, my husband is a very kind man. Can I resolve my problem? Look, there's no need for anybody to be cold all night long. So apart from the electric blanket, the other suggestions that I would have is bed socks. Purchase some pairs of bed socks and have them in next to the bed. And put them on if your feet are cold. And the other thing is have a throw on your side of the bed only.
Yeah, Yeah, because your husband isn't going to get any colder. He's going to be, you know, have the temperature the way he likes it in order so he can sleep. So you need to kind of look after yourself on your side of the bed.
I mean, I would say, like, ask friends, have they any suggestions?
Yeah.
Because to be quite honest with you, a friend might come up with an idea that Tony and I, or you, Jerry, wouldn't think about.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a key thing. And it, look, it comes down to how you arrange it and organise it, because people have all sorts of different requirements. Some people like the window open, although I heard today advice from Ed Heron is in the nights to come, don't leave the window open at night, which I never would have thought of, because you're leaving the hot air into the house instead of keeping it out.
Right.
So there's all those,
the
I didn't realise that,
night.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's very warm at night, close the windows. That was Joanna Donnelly from Ed Heron this morning advising people, close the windows because you're leaving the hot air in and the air outside might be warmer than the house inside. So that's kind of one thing I wouldn't have thought of. So all those advice, all those tips you get from people are very handy.
Yeah, well, during the day, I mean, we close the windows during the day because the heat is coming in through the windows. They're double glazed and they reflect the heat. And then at night, I mean, when the air is cooler or when the sun has gone to one side of the house, we can open the windows on the other side.
Do you see, I think that highlights the issue. I don't think I'm capable of coming up with all solutions myself. So, like, a neighbour might have a solution that I just don't think about. And I think, if I've registered, that's a great idea, follow through on it.
Yeah, 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 good suggestion. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show. Any other questions or queries for Tony and Val, get them into us in A Problem Shared. We'll have more with them after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, you're listening to Kerry Today, A Problem Shared with Tony and Val McGinley. Keep your comments and views coming into us on any of our numbers this morning. And Tony and Val McGinley with me on the line. We have a query that's come in here from a listener. Says, my neighbour is very active and walks a great deal every day. I have a medical condition and as much as I would like it, I just can't walk for long. My problem is I compare myself to my neighbour. I find I fall very short of her mark. I'm quite frustrated with myself, but I daren't overdo it. It results in pain. My question is, how can I accept my limitations?
Tony?
Well, it's normal to feel that way, but it's not normal if that continues beyond a certain point. So basically, what we need to do is stop comparing ourselves with people. I don't compare myself with 20-year-olds because I'm a million miles away from when I was 20. And there's no easy answer to it, but it's getting a hold of your thinking process. And, yeah, you can admire and you can wish you had that sort of ability. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, maybe putting yourself side by side and feeling bad about it, that's when you might need to stop and readjust your thinking a little bit.
Yeah, it struck me that this listener is very good because they've realised that if they walk fast or whatever it is, they end up in pain. So they've analysed that and thought, I ain't doing it.
That's a physical reality they have to deal with. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, I suffer from fibromyalgia, and I recently read on some website somewhere that I have to work through the pain a little bit, but not a lot. So, like, I suppose I would need... I was asking a physiotherapist, how do I know when to stop?
Yeah, that's a tricky balance to kind of achieve, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But she said, like, if I walk 2 miles and I feel pain, she said, walk 1 mile, pull back, and pull back a good bit.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of thought, that makes sense to me. That's good advice. But it is very hard to know where the limit is. You know, and I would go along with Tony. If I can, like, this listener has the ability to diagnose that she can't walk far or for long or whatever it is, or fast or whatever it is, because she ends up in pain.
Yeah.
So I would extend that to realizing that there's no point in comparing myself to anyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, I think what's wrong with the world is that too many people are comparing themselves in terms of education, ability, wealth, or property or whatever, you know, with other people. And it's, I suppose, fundamentally, it's what's wrong with the human race. And we were sort of getting into philosophy and religion here, but that is what the problem is.
Tony, I think that might happen with parents, like where I could say, like, why can't you be like your brother?
Yes. Yeah,
the you keeping know, like, up with, why can't you be like your sister? Or your father,
the,
or
the keeping up
is,
with the Joneses, well, starts at home. That idea.
I think it probably does. We have a friend who installs kitchens, and he was telling us that he was installing a kitchen once, and someone said to him, a customer said to him, Mrs. Murphy up the road, whatever her kitchen cost, I want mine to cost more than that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my God.
Well,
I'd like to think that wasn't true, but I'm pretty sure it is true. That certainly has happened, I'd say, more than once as well. The sort of envy that's there and the madness it drives you to. So it's be careful not to be falling into that trap, I suppose, particularly when it comes to your own physical limits and all of that. We've lots of comments.
Well, I can tell you, Gerry, I had a chest of drawers delivered by Casey's Furniture Store in Cork.
Yes.
And one of our kids used walking Casey's and told us that sometimes furniture is sent back because it's delivered in a van that doesn't have Casey's on the side.
Oh, my God. You're not serious.
When I got the chest of drawers on it, when I opened it, it was a van and Casey's wasn't written on the side. So in jokes I said, will you go away and come back with a van that says Casey's on the side of it, please?
Come back when you've got Casey's. The neighbours are watching.
And he took me totally seriously.
But every war on the planet has been started by comparing things. They've got oil, so we're going to take over that part of the world,
yeah,
or whatever.
Practically
every war, not every war, but, you know, 9/10 of wars are caused by the same human greed, basically, and comparing ourselves.
Getting back to the situation, this listener needs to stop comparing herself to her neighbour.
Yeah. Yeah, that certainly is the suggestion. All right, lots of your comments. You're talking about philosophy. There's plenty of philosophy in terms of being warm and cold in the same bed. Val, Tony and Jerry, I have a blanket on my bed that can be turned on or off at either side. My partner never used his side and we get on like a house on fire. So there you go.
That's
the suggestion.
That's the answer. Yeah.
A listener says, join two single beds like there are in some hotels or sleep in another room. Problem solved. It's a bit dramatic, a bit drastic to sleep in another room. And a listener says, that woman who is always cold might have a thyroid problem. Just a thought. I'd never thought of that. There could be something wrong there. So maybe get assessed. That's one suggestion. A good suggestion by your GP.
That's a very good suggestion.
Yeah.
And
indeed.
In the meantime, take action.
Yes. Take action and try and do something about it. On the grandparents and grandchildren, parents should encourage their children to have a good relationship with their grandparents. This is very important. And if they don't, the caller feels the kids have missed out. But the relationship is dependent on the parents. Like, that's a fair point, but that's not talking about the one-off instance where the five-year-old is busy colouring or doing something else and doesn't want to talk in that moment, I suppose. But that is a good point, I suppose, Val, that the parents need to.
Yeah, I would go along with that listener, and it doesn't preclude or exclude, whatever the right word is, that children, when I phone up, might not want to talk with me. But what the listener says, it's very important.
Yeah,
that the
indeed.
Relationship with the grandparents be upheld by the parents.
Yeah, Tom gets in touch. That listener that has an issue with walking, if her issue is due to arthritis, she should check out the Kerry Branch of Arthritis Ireland Facebook page. Lots of helpful information there to help her out in the situation. Thanks for that suggestion, Tom. My thanks to Tony and Val.